free education at last. In 1811, the church and government devised a system of compulsory free education for every child aged 5 to 10, and Regency Blandford got its first national school, possibly for girls and infants, in the corner of the Damery Lane burial ground in 1821. It was sited where the old Victorian Infants School stands now, and a boys' national school was later built in what is now Park Road, also giving the Bluecoat Boys a special house, which remained their home until 1945. This fine building is now the Forum Centre. In 1862, Victorian benefactor Thomas Horlock Bastard donated money to found the Milldown Endowed School in Damery Lane, where the old school archway still stands. Charging modest fees and offering scholarships, it was just for girls at first, admitting boys a few years later. Thomas Bastard wanted the children of shopkeepers, lawyers, farmers, clerks, and carpenters educated together to fit them for careers in business. Later renamed Blandford Secondary School, it struggled financially, but after Milton Abbey Grammar School closed behind East Street, Thomas Bastard's school became a free, coeducational school in 1936, Blandford Grammar. In 1969, it merged with Blandford County Modern School on the Milldown, becoming Blandford Upper School, and now the Blandford School. Primary and Middle Schools. In 1846, the Blandford St Mary's School opened on the site where home base now stands, and moved to Birch Avenue in 2008. A photo on our printed panel above Henry shows Blandford St Mary's schoolgirls in white pinafore dresses, the photo dated 1906. Following the change of names and locations of our other junior schools is like trying to keep track of a shoal of fish. In 1966, the schools for younger boys and girls combined to form Blandford Junior School on the Park Road site, where the Forum Centre is now, but was renamed Archbishop Wake Primary School in 1974, before it moved to its present site in Black Lane in 2009. The Milldown First School, built east of the railway and opening